We are enjoying the Rio Olympics and really happy to say joining us in the studio this morning, Team GB diver, City of Leeds diver, it's James Denny. Morning, James.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm really good, thank you.
Yeah, good, good, good. Let's start then with last night, Jack Law and Chris Mears. First ever diving gold for Great Britain. I mean, you were watching that at home. What was that like to watch?
It was just incredible. You know, before the event, you knew that they were capable of doing something really special, but for it to actually come off and then bring that gold medal home last night was just, you couldn't have asked for a better result.
And no, I don't think you could, well, you couldn't. They are the Olympic champions. I mean, you could see how much it meant to them after they were announced. And we were just saying earlier that, you know, all the way through the six dives, the two boys seemed to just nail each and every one of them. Maybe on the last couple when they got up to those really, really difficult ones, they weren't absolutely perfect. But everybody else seemed to just sort of fall by the wayside all the way through those rounds.
Yeah, that's the thing. You know, it's the Olympic Games. It's the biggest sporting event, you know, and in diving, it's the top event. So, you know, it's all about who can hold the nerve under the competition, and a lot of them tend to fall under that because they feel so much pressure on their shoulders. But you know, our boys soaked up that pressure and they used it to help them dive better.
Yeah, they certainly did. It was spectacular to watch. It really, really was. And as well from City of Leeds diving. So it was great to see it last night, because we've spoken to Jack Law in the past, and you just sort of think, oh, this is fantastic. This is Leeds. This is unbelievable. And I would have think, you know, you're going to go to you're going to be up to the City of Leeds diving today, and I would imagine the atmosphere there will be pretty good. I would imagine.
Yeah, I mean, you know, quite a lot of the divers at the moment on holiday, or most of them are at the Olympics.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, yeah.
You know, so they're all out there in Rio. But yeah, you know, I don't think, you know, being around Jack and Chris every day, you know, I don't think many of us who are involved in it realise how big it is. You know, Olympic champions, it's big, but, you know, I think we'll only realise when they actually get back home and they see the amount of people that flock to them to congratulate them, you know, want to know everything about them.
Yeah, I was going to say, because their lives have completely changed in the event. From, I mean, I never knew too much about them, and I'm sure a lot of people in Britain, but they do now, so I guess their lives have completely changed.
Yeah, I mean, I think once, if you become an Olympian, that's something special. But if you go to that Olympics and you step up and you bring a medal home, any colour, I mean, the gold is, you know, it's what everyone looks to get.
Yeah.
And their lives have changed forever now. You know, they're forever going to be Olympic champions. No one can ever take that away from them. You know, so yeah, their lives are going to be completely different when they get back.
And what does it do for British diving as well? It must be a massive boost for the sport.
Yeah, I think, you know, going into the Olympics, there'll have been a lot of pressure on the guys to perform, you know, from a funding perspective. But we've got two medals already, which has surpassed our target. So
what was the target then?
So I think our target was 1 to 2 medals.
Right.
We've got two medals, one of them being a gold. You know, so we couldn't have asked for a better result already. You know, we've still got 4 events to go, which a lot of our guys are fully capable of medalling in. So, you know, so it's absolutely great for British diving.
It really is spectacular for British diving. And I think as well as only saying 4 still to go, we've got Tom Daly in, is that in the 10 metre on his own, isn't
it? Yeah, the 10 metre individual.
And I think Jack Law's got an individual as well.
Jack's still got another competition. He's got his individual event. And at World Championships last year, he got a bronze medal, so who knows?
Gold, it's gold. If he doesn't get gold now, I think it's a disappointment, don't you think?
I mean, coming off the back of winning a gold medal, you know, he's going to be on a high for the next couple of days, and then he's going to bring himself back in to his competition zone and get ready. But I think it'll do him a world of good. Like, it's got to, hasn't it?
You'd feel a little bit confident, wouldn't you?
And he's fully capable of taking another gold medal. You know, he's beaten all them guys before. But like I said before, it's just all about them nerves, controlling them nerves, using them to make yourself perform better.
It was interesting yesterday, certainly during that final, that we were just discussing that it was the Mexicans, wasn't it? They were supposed to have like a redive, but there's some flash lights came on. It looked a bit of a mess at one point, didn't it?
They asked them to go back up the stairs and do the redive, and then they just gestured, no, you're not getting the dive. I'd have been absolutely furious. Throw people in the pool and everything.
The judges don't like talk to you or anything. They were just like, they were arguing with the judge, and the judges just stood there like, okay.
I think it puts it in a bit of an puts the judges in a bit of an awkward situation because I don't think the judges are supposed to really communicate with the athletes while they're competing because they don't want to see it as being biased in any way. So they will have had to go through the what's it called now? The referee. Of the event, and I think it must have been the referee that made the decision that it wasn't worthy of a redive.
Also, a few other factors in the diving at the moment. One, it's an outside, and the weather was British yesterday. It was perfect for the Brits. Yeah. But I suspect it's quite often that big tournaments like that and big championships are held outside, or is it most of the time indoor?
It varies. I mean, I think the last big outdoor competition before this. Well, I mean, of course, we had the World Cup, which was in Rio, which was a qualifying event. But before that, I think they had the World Cup in Shanghai, which is outdoors. They had the World Championships in Barcelona, which is outdoors. You know, outdoor diving creates like more unexpectancy. Like, there's a lot more things that can go wrong with outdoor diving, which makes it better, I think, because it opens it up to whoever wants it.
Yeah, I think there was a bit more to it last night, wasn't it? It was a bit, you know, you're fighting the elements as well as, you know, trying to get all of those various things you need to do in there.
Yeah, I don't think it was too warm either there because it's currently winter in Rio.
Yeah. Is that the reason why they go into the jacuzzi after when they come
out? Yeah, I'm pretty sure that you'll have seen them all jumping in the hot tub or getting in that shower just to get themselves warm again because you need to keep your muscles warm to be able to perform to the best of your ability.
I have a question, I want to know about the towels that you guys use, because you take these little towels up to the top of the dive and then you see them throw them down to the side of the pool. What are those towels made out of?
Because they're called chamois, so chamois leather. I don't know if you ever.
Your car down and it's the sparkles.
Yeah. It's like essentially, it's exactly what you use to dry your car after you've had it washed.
And wax on, wax off.
I would say, I was wondering about, you know, what are these little towels? Because they all seem to be using them like constantly.
Yeah.
And does it just dry you off really quickly?
Yeah, it's, you know, it dries you off really quickly. You can wring them out. So it's not like a towel where it gets wet and then you can't use it again. You can wring it out, they dry yourself off again because we don't want to be wet. Because if we're wet, water's quite slippy and we can, if we're holding on to our shapes in the air, we can slip out. And if you slip out in the air, you're spinning around all night.
That makes a lot of sense now. That makes a lot of sense. Yeah. Right, okay. And secondly, what the hell is going on with that pool? It's green.
No. I'm not entirely sure. I think they must have really done something bad with the chemicals that they've been putting in there. But apparently it's safe.
Because like the pool a little bit further on is crystal clear. You can see it in the the 10-meter dive ball, and in the pool you can see like the water polo pool in the distance.
Yeah,
crystal clear that is. And then you're diving into this muddy thing.
I think it's all right. You're only in for 3 or 4 seconds. I wouldn't envisage you'd be in there for a long time.
No, that's true.
And you're not stained.
Yeah. You can't look like a Hulk.
I've heard that to fix it, they need to pump a lot of chlorine into it.
Right.
But I think that'll mean that people can't go in the water for a few days.
Right.
Because as soon as you increase that concentration of chlorine it and you try to jump in there, it has all these different effects on you, which you don't want happening. I think it burns your skin, dyes your hair.
it is certainly interesting, there's no doubt. Now, Tom Daly's obviously like the big dive star, but I think Jack Law's going to, and Chris Mears are going to be up there with him. You know, I was watching a documentary on Tom Daly a few days ago before it all started. It was really, really interesting. Yeah. But he seems really, really focused on it, not just a medal. He is gold.
Yeah,
if he doesn't get gold, he will be mightily disappointed.
Yeah, I think in that, I think, yeah, that's definitely what his focus is, because he's won every single other event on the diving calendar apart from the Olympic Games, which he's now got two bronze medals at. So, you know, so he's eager to get that gold. You know, exactly what Jack and Chris did last night.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. They will be eager, won't they?
How what's the sort of age that a diver can dive at? What is, because they all seem pretty young.
Yeah.
Is there a sort of maximum age when you need to sort of call it quits?
Yeah, I think when you, you'll have seen it from watching it on TV, but it's quite a young sport. Mm-hmm. Like, you'll find that the divers tend to be quite young. You know, you'll see some of them divers, or even diving from 10 metres, at 14 years old.
Yeah.
You know, I don't.
It's nuts.
Yeah,
scary.
I don't know if you watch like them, the women's 10 meter synchro, the little Korean divers. You know, they were like,
really,
like up to my chest.
Wow,
they were tiny. But yeah, I think, and there's a term of a lifespan, you tend to find people start to drop off in their late 20s. You see some people like Becky Gallantry, she's still going now and she's into her 30s. Mm-hmm.
So you're saying me at 44, possibly my Olympic dream is not going to happen.
I mean, you never know.
If there's a belly flop event, then I think you're...
Bombing.
Yeah.
Just like the John Smith's ad, and that'll be it. That's the only one I'll be able to do, I think.
8.5.
I'd be happy with that. Let's talk, because there's some amazing stories that have come out, and I think you only sort of like, you only hear about these stories after, you know, people have got gold medals. And Chris Mears has had, you know, a pretty horrendous few years, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Am I right? He had a 5% chance of dying. What's happening with Chris?
I mean, I'm not entirely sure what it was, but it was in Australia, and it was 2009, and his spleen ruptured.
Wow.
And he went straight into surgery. I think they just, you'll see his scar on his chest. It goes from like right under his there to his belly button.
Right, okay.
It's a massive scar. I think they just cut him open trying to sort him out. And I think he technically did die a few times on the operating on the operating table. But yeah, what he's done coming back from that is just sensational. But I think what he learned from it was never take anything for granted. Because, you know, he knows exactly what could happen. So, you know, he lives every day.
Yeah,
like it's last.
Great story, yeah.
Yeah, that's the one thing I love about Olympics and quite a lot of major championships and these sort of things, because these sort of stories start coming out when you hear about people. And also, the other thing that's going to, and we were chatting about this earlier on, the other thing that will change for Jack Law is that people will know his name as Jack Law. And it won't be Jack Laffer.
Jack Laffer, yeah.
He must get that all the time.
Exactly. I mean, the way it's spelled, it is Laffer, but
yeah.
It is Law. I think people still get it wrong. Like, even when you talk some diving competitions, the commentators,
really?
Jack Laffer. I mean, I think I've heard Jack Lawher before. I think every pronunciation of that word we've heard.
I think now people will know it's Jack Law, Olympic champion Jack Law.
Yeah.
Do you think is he going to come back first day back and he's just going to have that medal around him?
I'm not sure with Jack.
Really?
He'll either do that or he'll either like give it to his mum and she'll keep it at home for him. He'll definitely bring it in and he's got to show it off, hasn't he? All want to see it. I'm desperate to see it. Mm-hmm. I'll be the first in line when he gets back.
Oh, it'd be spectacular. Yeah. And because you look at the, we're obviously privy to watching like these things, you know, when we watch these events and these finals, and it's great. But you sort of forget about like the years and years of training that goes into like this one dive that, you know, could give you an Olympic gold or not. But just take us through like what is an average day of training for you guys?
So for us guys, we start the pool 8 o'clock on the morning.
Right.
You know, usually we'll in the gym for an hour and a half doing like gymnastics sort of warm up, you know, getting our form right, doing somersaults, having bounce on the trampolines, you know, doing a lot of conditioning. We might do some strength and conditioning because it's all about being powerful. Then we get in the water for an hour and a half. You know, we'll start off with some basic dives, you know, just to kind of warm ourselves up, and then we'll build up slowly until we're doing the big dives, which what you'll see is performing at the Olympics and all them big competitions. And it's just about getting the volume in as well. Like, the more repetitions we do in training, when it comes to the competition, we'll be more confident because we know exactly what we're doing.
Yeah. So you're there at 8 in the morning. What time, is it like a full-time job? What time do you finish?
Yeah, so first session will be 8 till 11. Right, and then okay. We'll get out, home, have some dinner. We'll come back at 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
And then we'll do 1 till 4. Same thing.
Double training. Oh.
I know.
I'm sure I could cope with getting up for 8. I'm not sure.
That's pretty good. You hear the swimmers getting up and swimming at what, 5 in the morning, yeah. 6 in the morning. That's crazy.
I mean, we're coming in and the swimmers are just leaving. But I don't think it'd be good to watch us divers on a morning that early. I don't think we work much past 8 o'clock.
Please divers, lazy bones.
Yeah, I bet. I am absolutely loving the Olympics, and it's been really good, really, really good so far. There's no doubt. What other things are you watching at the Olympics? Because obviously you're keen on watching the diving, but what other the sports are you keen on?
I've been watching a bit of everything. Yeah. I mean, I've been sitting on myself just watching the Olympics the whole time, and I watched the kayaking yesterday. When
it was great, wasn't it?
That guy took the gold. You know, that was sensational.
About margins. When you talk about margins in dives and difference in dives, you talked about margins in that kayaking.
Yeah.
The guy hit his head on like the thing. That was it. 2 seconds off.
Yeah.
Didn't even medal.
No, that's it. I mean,
scary.
The amount of nerves and things them guys must be going through at the top of that. Whatever slalom course or if it's called, you know, it's must be just overwhelming. I mean, if it's anything like diving, then God help them.
And what's harder? Because I mean, you were doing the 10 meter synchro yourself. Because that first of all, you've got to get over being 10 meters up and throwing yourself off it. But the springboard, you're quite low down, but you've got to fit so much into that small space. I don't know how the hell they do that. What's harder? You're going to say 10 meter?
Not necessarily. It depends what kind of person you are. I mean, I'm more of an all-rounder, so I kind of cover it. I do everything. But 10 metre, it's scary.
Yeah.
You're 10 metres up, and it hurts if it goes wrong.
Oh, crumbs, yeah, I didn't thought about that.
Yeah.
So you've got that to contend with. And then 3 metre, it's equally as hard, but not necessarily the same. Like, you know, controlling the springboards to start with is hard enough.
Yeah.
Because some things, you know, the platforms, they don't move, they're concrete. The springboards are made of metal, they bend, and you know, they can push you in every direction, so you've got to control the board, not let it control you. And then, like you said, you've got to fit all that dive in, because you'll see the guys doing exactly the same dives on 3 meter as they do on 10 meter. You know, so that's where the power comes in. You know, that's where we're in the gym doing lots of weights to get our legs nice and big and strong, so that we can push our boards nice and hard and get as high as we can.
Do you see a lot of youngsters taking up diving, James? And do you think the boys winning the gold will inspire more youngsters to take up?
Definitely. I mean, I was at the pool this morning. You know, we were filming for the BBC breakfast, and you know, Sarah, who is in charge of the City of Leeds Diving Club, was already receiving emails from people saying, "I want to do diving." That's what it does to our sport. Mm-hmm. You know, people want to get involved. People want to be a part of it, which is, you know, that's the legacy, and that's what's going to improve our sport in the future.
Diving's the new cycling.
Yep.
It'll be the new cycling. Yes. And the thing is, you don't really need any equipment. You just need a pool you can go down to and you can fling yourself off of. That is all you need, really. I wouldn't mind having... I must admit, I wouldn't mind having a go at it. I don't think I'd look that good in speedos.
I'd be horrendous.
Would you?
Yeah. I can't even dive.
Not at all?
Yeah.
Horrific. I don't know.
Get the coordination correct.
I'd like to just be able to get off a springboard and do a pike.
Yeah, should come down and see.
Would you be able to train? Do you reckon you could be able to train me and Derek to do a dive?
Yeah, I'm a qualified coach.
There you go.
You up for it?
I'm up for it. I'm game.
There you go.
The speedos out.
Right, that's it. We're going to get this sorted. Well, let's get down there
and
see if we can.
He's getting looked at.
Good Lord, I'm suddenly going off this idea already. James, thank you so much for coming in. Really, really appreciate
it.
We'll definitely be catching up with you again soon to do a bit of training. Enjoy the day and enjoy the next few weeks, because I think you're going to be quite busy over the next few weeks, James.
Yeah, I mean, there's no stopping for us. We were there this morning training, you know, doing just what we usually do, but now with more of a smile on our face, because our best mates have just done the whole country proud and won the Olympics.
Fantastic, isn't it? It's just a wonderful story. James, thank you so much for coming in this morning. Really appreciate it.
Thank you very much.